Today's episode is brought to you by the letter red.
The letter red?
The letter red.
Okay, then.
This is BitBoys Podcast, Webisode 2. I'm Faison Chaos.
And I'm Kaleos.
So, we're going to expand a bit on our gaming backgrounds this week, since we both remembered some stuff that we didn't really go over last week. Some stuff I didn't really go over is what systems I have had exactly over the years. First system we had was the N64, as I mentioned. Then we got a Game Boy Advance, which was kind of for my brother, but kind of for both of us, too. Then in 2002, we bought a GameCube. Then I got a DS for Christmas in 2004, the year they came out. Then I bought a Wii on launch day with Kaleos. We were both there.
Waited 3 hours for those. Good stuff.
And a few other friends who weren't even getting them that day. But they're still awesome. Then my brother bought a 360 2 years ago now. Since, like, 08. And then I bought a DSi last April when they came out.
Sweet. I still have to get one of those DSIs, maybe kind of eventually. I'll see what happens with that. Yeah, I started off with a Sega Genesis way back in the day. Good stuff. Sonic the Hedgehog's what I grew up with. Then I had a Vectrex, I believe, was after that. There was pretty cool stuff. Vectors instead of bits.
After that?
I think so. I think my dad had it, and he let me play the Sega first, and then I played the Vectrex.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. But in any event, I grew up with Sonic the Hedgehog. Then after that, I got a Nintendo 64 and Ocarina of Time, of course. So that was my first Nintendo 64 game with 3D, and it was pretty awesome. I think it was a good place to start.
Oh yeah, I didn't mention that. My first game for the N64 was Banjo-Kazooie. Freaking loved that game.
Yeah.
As soon as my brother gets a bigger hard drive on his 360, I'm definitely downloading it via the Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh yeah. And then, of course, I got Majora's Mask after that with the fancy holographic collector's edition.
I actually never owned either of the Zelda games for the N64. I just have, like, ported versions on the GameCube.
Oh yeah, the Zelda's collector's edition?
Yeah, which isn't actually mine, but I'm doubting I'll ever see my friend whose it is again, so it's just gonna stay with me.
That works.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, after the N64 came the GameCube, which I had, of course, I got the Collector's Edition with that and Luigi's Mansion. The main games I played on that, well, RPG-wise, there was Baten Kaitos. That was a great game.
You never finished that, did you?
I don't think I did. I'll have to work on that sometime.
And play PKO.
Yeah, definitely.
I like PKO even better.
And then, of course, there was Metroid Prime 1 and 2. We'll be talking about some Metroid news later on, by the way. And what else was there on GameCube?
Melee,
definitely.
Tons of multiplayer hours on that.
I didn't actually own that game. I just borrowed it from people a lot if I ever wanted to play it, because everyone else seemed to own it.
Well,
then, of course,
reason.
And I got a PS2 for Christmas from my uncle 1 year, so I've played some stuff on that. Nothing terribly worth noting at the moment, since I haven't finished anything. Because they're, like, all super long RPGs. And then, of course, Wii and Xbox alongside my computer. Yeah, so I guess it's time to talk about what we played this week.
All right, I'll let you start off.
All right. Well, this week I was once again playing Torchlight. I clocked a lot of hours on that this Sunday. A really fun game. I'm playing the Alchemist, as I mentioned before, and it seems that that's one of the more overpowered classes of the three, since you pretty much don't run out of mana. It's like you've got an IV dripping mana into you constantly.
Are the three classes?
Well, it's three classes total. There's the Alchemist, the Vanquisher, I believe, and I forget what the other one's called. I think it's like the Berserker or something.
Okay.
It's pretty much melee, fighter, magic, and stealth slash ranged.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun stuff. I got pretty far. And yeah, lots of items, cool stuff. I've got this basically like death beam attack right now that just shoots ember at things. It's great.
Well, I wasn't really playing much for handheld this week. I think I might have got a bit of time into Hotel Dusk, but not very much. I got a few more hours into Phoenix Wright on WiiWare, and that game is so much fun. Although the only problem with it now is whenever I see some sort of like unfair trial type thing going on in like a play or a movie or something, I get this urge to just yell objection every single time.
Oh yeah, I can see that happening.
And then I also, one of the games that I was getting this week, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, I only had the time to log about an hour or so into that one, but it's pretty fun so far, although I did have to spend a bit of time getting used to the fighting system.
Okay. Yeah, the other thing, since you mentioned handhelds, I've been playing Advance Wars Day of Ruin, and also just the classic Advance Wars Dual Strike, classic if you're talking DS. With two other friends, and that's been tons of fun. They teamed up on me twice now, maybe once. It's still fun in any event. I lost the second time, but beat them both the first time, so fun stuff. Yeah, I need to get more handheld stuff, because I don't have as much to talk about on that.
You have anything else to play this week?
Yeah, the one other thing that I was working on is I started getting back into World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been leveling my rogue. It's a way high up there at like level 40 now out of 80, so not really that high, but you know, it's fun. My brother does have a level 80 character though, so he got me these heirloom items, which gives me 10% bonus experience.
Nice.
Yep, so I've been working on doing PvP stuff with my rogue. It's been tons of fun, and I watched my brother do a couple of raids, so it's been fun stuff. Not a whole lot to talk about on that perspective though. Play on the Bronzebeard server though.
And the other game I've been playing, which is the other game about this week other than Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, which was No More Heroes 2. And I logged probably about 6 hours in that so far, and it is a lot of fun, just like the first one. It keeps the over-the-top, completely ridiculous humor, which is really great at times. One of the other really cool things that they have in the game is that they play, during the levels, they play some songs off of a remix album that was released a bit after the original soundtrack was released for the game. And so that's kind of neat, since like the tracks are pretty cool and they're remixes of songs that were in the original game. And it's called Dark Side Tracks or something, which is actually based off of a game mechanic, which is really cool, which is in both of them, which is when you kill an enemy, some slot reels will roll at the bottom, and it will give you a variety of different powers if they all line up, one of them being you can go really fast and become super powerful for a certain period of time, one of them being you can shoot waves of energy, one of them you just let out a huge wave of energy that kills everything in the area, and one of the new ones in this game is you turn into a tiger and kill things.
Rawr.
It is very awesome. There's one ranking match that feels kind of like a cop-out since you go through the assassin's ranking, right? But there's one match where you go from rank 50 to rank 25, which feels kind of like a cop-out, but it's totally worth it because you get to fight in a giant robot. I mean, come on.
Fighting giant robots is never a bad thing.
So just in terms of the ratings that some games have been getting lately, seems like No More Heroes 2 and Tatsunoko vs. Capcom have mostly been getting ratings between 8 and 9 from most major gaming sites and magazines.
So that's pretty good.
And Mass Effect 2 has actually been getting ratings between 9 and even up to a perfect 10, so
I think that's worth checking out.
For those of you who have a 360 at least.
Or a PC, because there's also the Digital Deluxe Edition available on Steam, I believe.
Oh yeah, my brother had got the collector's edition for 360, so yeah, ooh, it's like a bonus DVD or something with that.
Alright, well, I suppose it's time for some games coming out in the next week.
There isn't really much. The only thing is White Knight Chronicles for the PS3. It's an RPG. I don't know tons about it, but it seemed pretty cool. That was one of the games I was looking at maybe getting if I do eventually get a PS3.
And now it's time for some news.
So this week we have mostly Nintendo news. So we'll start off with the one piece of news that isn't Nintendo news, and that is that Platinum Games recently revealed a trailer for its new title, Vanquish, which seems to be another shooter game. There was no actual footage, but there was a lot of very impressive live action and CGI.
It looked pretty.
Basically, there's alien attack on the States, and a guy in a white suit is sent to stop the war. Anyways, yeah, so made by Platinum Games, so company that did God of Hand, Mad World, and contains people that were in Clover, which is the company that made Beautiful Joe and Okami.
Always
a
good thing.
And it's them. They're also working with Shinji Mikami, famous for Resident Evil. So title looks like it's probably going to be PS3 360 title, but it could also show up on the Wii.
Yeah, just have to see what happens, I suppose. Let's see. So, of course, we'll start with the Nintendo news. Apparently, they've been hinting at some E3 plans for this summer. I believe it's the 15th, the 17th, or thereabouts in June?
Probably somewhere around there.
All right.
I liked it better when it was in July, because then I would not have to worry about school, and I would be able to watch live feed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're showing off some stuff about Super Mario Galaxy 2, apparently, and also Zelda Wii, which we mentioned last week.
Yeah, so they said Zelda Wii is going to be there in some form. They didn't say exactly how. It might just be a trailer, might even be playable, but it's definitely going to be there this year.
You know, and anything is good.
And they're also going to be showing off software for the Vitality Sensor that was revealed last year at E3, which is somewhat controversial because it seems really odd. But yeah,
we'll see what happens.
They're going to be showing off software, so we'll see what they actually plan on doing with that.
Yeah, Nintendo's been good for all those weird controllers thus far, and so far they've seemed pretty good, so hopefully that'll continue. Yeah, next up is the teaser site has been released for Metroid Other M. If you guys haven't heard of that, it's being produced by, developed. developed, thank you, by Nintendo and also Team Ninja,
which is known for the new Ninja Gaiden games and Dead or Alive series.
Yep.
Let's just hope there's not too much physics in certain areas.
Well, some people might like that.
It's a Metroid game. Come on.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird. Besides that fact, the teaser site for the Japan has been up now, just today, I believe. It shows a picture of Samus looking out at a city, and there's some pretty music in the background.
And that's set for a summer release in Japan, so it'll definitely be at E3. Don't know when it's going to be coming out here yet, but probably not too long thereafter. Maybe even summer for us, just since Metroid's even more popular here than it is there, so...
And Nintendo has also announced two major RPG titles.
First one is Xenoblade, which is being produced by Monolith Soft. It's the game that was revealed at E3 last year as Monado. I think it was subtitle was like Beginning of the World or something. So not sure if the name is staying as Monado for the US, if Xenoblade is just going to be Japan, or if it's going to be called Xenoblade both over there and over here.
Yeah, apparently it was different in the Japanese and the American financial statements, so just have to see what happens.
Yeah, so it might be related to Xenosaga since it is developed by Monolith Soft, which is the company that made those games. But we'll find out when it comes out in Japan this spring, and hopefully it ends up coming out over here.
And the other big RPG that's been announced is The Last Story. It's a Mistwalker Nintendo collaboration, and I believe it's being directed by...
Mistwalker is Hironobu Sakaguchi's company.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, he's the Final Fantasy franchise.
Creator of the series, basically.
And
Satoru Iwata, the president of Nintendo, for those of you who don't know, he promised that it would be a brand new kind of RPG, so we'll have to see.
Find out what that means later. I believe that's all we have for the news section this week then. Oh, wait, no, we've got one more bit of handheld news, actually.
We found out that apparently a new main game in the Pokemon series is in development and set to be released in Japan this year. Not just a new game, but actually a new set of games, like Red and Blue, Gold and Silver, Ruby, Sapphire,
etc. Wonder what precious metals they'll use this time.
Or if they'll manage to come up with some other fancy colors that they haven't used yet. But yeah, it seems really soon after the last games, but I think it's around the same time frame that it was between the other ones, so I guess it's actually not that odd. But
yep. And of course, in addition to that Pokemon game, there's also the remakes of Gold and Silver coming
in
out.
March, I believe. They're already out in Japan. But I'm just wondering, how are they going to manage to come up with so many more new Pokemon to be in the new game? Like, they're already at 493.
Yeah. I remember back when it was 150.
151
gold.
About Mew, gosh.
Yeah, well, we didn't find out about Mew till a little bit later on, so it was kind of 150, depending on how you counted it. Okay, and we've decided that each week we're going to come up with a new random section.
Such as last week's What Video Games Taught Me This Week.
And this week's special section is Who Am I? We'll each make a noise based on some video game character, and you guys, or the other one of us, will try and guess
I
who
think
it is.
Doing certain lines could work too, if they're lesser known lines.
That could work.
Do you want to start?
I'll
let you start since it was your idea.
Okay, well, I'll do one here. It's from a PC game. There we go.
Head crab?
Nope.
Mind flare?
No.
I don't know.
It was a Murloc from Warcraft. Or Warcraft 3, or World of Warcraft, whatever game you played.
So we'll censor this. For us, we'll actually hear this. This next line we'll have to censor. It's from a newer game, so hopefully some of you will be able to pick up on it. And it's going to be a line. People deal with grief in different ways. Some people f*** at funerals. I cut off heads.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know who that is, but I'll give you a second in case anyone who's listening wants to listen.
Yeah.
Guess. And I would guess it's Travis from
Indeed
No More Heroes.
Is. And that line is from the second game that just came out this week. So that's the BitBoys podcast for Friday, January 29th. And
thanks for watching.
See you all next week.
Bye.